This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. House flipping isn't the only business KKR has taken an interest in. Toys R Us, anyone? Nabisco, perhaps? A brief look at the history of the very expensive deals that firm has been a part of lives at marketplace.org. So there we were browsing the MIT Technology Review this morning, as one does, when we came across this. A bunch of recent studies looking at the carbon emissions that artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency mining, even streaming music can put into the atmosphere. Think electricity generation on those. Training a typical artificial intelligence model, for instance, emits as much carbon as do five cars. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has that one.
Let's start with Bitcoin. Creating and managing the virtual currency requires a lot of computing power, which uses a lot of electricity. Chris Stoll at the Technical University of Munich calculated how much CO2 that leads to. It's 22 megatons per year.
This level of emission compares to small nations like the countries of Jordan and Sri Lanka.
Just because you're not a cryptocurrency nerd doesn't mean you're off the hook. Emma Strubel at the University of Massachusetts Amherst trains the AI models that power voice assistants like Siri and Alexa. She was surprised by the impact of the computer servers she uses.
The carbon footprint of the research and development of my most recent paper easily more than doubled my personal carbon footprint last year.
Servers in data farms are the cloud. Click play on a streaming music service and you're actually requesting a data file from a server somewhere in the world. The companies which host the cloud are very aware of their environmental impact. Amazon Web Services, for example, plans to move to 100% renewable energy. If the industry maintains a focus on clean energy, Neil Elliott of the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy says there's not too much to worry about.
This is something in which the benefits may outweigh the environmental and energy costs that are associated with them.
Nobody is suggesting that we stop using cloud computing, just that we all need to be more aware of its impact. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.